Mayday, mayday, I'm going down.
The frantic radio call rang in DC Alva's earphones. Instantly, he recognized the pilot's voice, his best friend, Alan Foley.
Engine failure south of Davidson Glacier.
Alan's transmission continued, then fell silent. DC's guts churned. The glacier, the young pilot knew, was miles from civilization and help. Worse, flying visually beneath the clouds, as all Alaskan bush pilots did, Alan would have mere seconds to save the plane. Shoving the throttle full forward, DC banked his float plane hard left, north up the coastline toward the crash site. The engine surged. The manifold pressure needle straddled red line. He crowded the rugged slopes of the Chilkat Range. Pine trees dense as shag carpet loomed below. Taku winds tumbled like whitewater over the cliffs and pummeled his craft. Left hand gripped tight about the control yoke and right hand working the throttle, he fought to keep the aircraft upright. With trembling voice, DC relayed the distress call to headquarters.
Seas Base, this is Sitka Shrike,
he radioed, using the company's designated call sign for his plane.
Castanau King just called. Mayday. Engines failed. South of Davidson. I'm en route now.
Another crash, DC thought. One was seven times more likely to be struck by lightning, for God's sake. But once again, lightning had struck too close. The question burning in the back of his mind always was, who next? Only in his darkest nightmares had he imagined. Alan would be down by now. Images flashed through DC's mind of the man dying beneath a smoldering wreck. Instinctively, he shoved again on the throttle, already firewalled.
Shrike to King, do you read?
DC called. No reply.
King, this is Shrike. Come in.
Static. DC leaned over the controls and squinted through the plexiglass. Drizzle cut his view up the channel to a myopic 3 miles. Each visual clue, each bulge in the land or curve in the shore, floated toward him through the misty curtain like ghosts in a fog-shrouded graveyard. Coastline. Gotta keep the coastline in sight, DC mumbled, not realizing he'd voiced the thought aloud. The leaden sky pressed down on him like the slab roof of a tomb. It might as well be made of cement, he thought. Fly into it or penetrate the blinding rain ahead and splat across the first mountain that came along. The moist air pressed through the cabin's filters and cooled his cheeks. He shivered, more from fear than chill. The drizzle turned to rain and formed a wall around him. The drops pelted his windshield. With each moment, the terrain popped through the curtain ever closer, visibility dropping fast. Less than a mile, he figured. Damn it, he cursed, throttling back. For Alan, every minute lost was a mile closer to death. But in this weather, speed was DC's first enemy. Any worse, and he would have to turn back or land. The de Havilland Beaver float plane slowed. As the airspeed trickled down, DC lowered a section of flaps to compensate. The trailing edge of the wings extended downward, adding lift. He eyed the waves near shore, chopped the size of Volkswagens. DC grimaced. Even landing with engine power, he could dig a float or catch a wing and flip. Alan, flying a fixed-gear wheel plane, had even less hope. High tide covered the soft beach. Ocean waves slammed against a rocky shoreline, backed by a forest wall. Nowhere could he have glided to safety.
Shrike the King, do you read?
DC called for the 100th time, it seemed.
King, come in. At least key the mic, damn it.
No reply.
Seas Base, what about rescue?
Coast Guard choppers launched from Sitka, ETA 1 hour.
The dispatcher's voice crackled.
Can you make it through?
Another pilot asked. He eyed the wall of water ahead.
I'm not sure. Negative, Shrike.
His chief pilot's voice cut in.
Weather's too solid. Seas are too rough for you, DC. Turn back.
But he couldn't shake the image of the dying man from his mind. He pressed on, squeezed between cloud and ground. An hour passed, or a minute, he couldn't tell. The drenched air formed fog, all turned murky. Forest, beach, even the air itself, retreated into shadows of twilight.